Welcome to the Planted, Not Buried podcast. I'm your host, Lance Donvold, motivational speaker and former professional athlete with the Seattle Mariners. The mission of this podcast is to sow seeds of hope into your soul, dig up deep roots of purpose within you that have yet to be uncovered, and grow you exactly where God has planted you so that you can reap your ultimate harvest in life. I will be your host throughout this podcast, and you can expect power-packed, spirit-led, short, motivational messages designed to pierce your heart and move you into immediate action. Whether you're at the gym, in the car, or anywhere in between, I know how busy your life is, and want to personally thank you for taking the time to listen. My message for you is this: you are here on this earth for a reason. You've been planted for a season, and it's time to grow into all you are supposed to become. Please partner with me in planting this message of hope all over the world. And it starts with sowing one seed, sowing one episode into somebody else's life that could change them forever. Not because of me and my power, but because of God and the words He is going to speak through me and the way He is going to use you to distribute this message. Here are a few ways that we can plant this message into other people. Number one, subscribe to the podcast. I'll be dropping frequent messages designed to uplift, encourage, and reshape the way that you think. Please leave a review. I'm always going for a 5-star rating. Number two, just share this podcast with somebody else. You're hearing this for a reason. Pour out this message to somebody else that needs it. Share it via text, or just simply take a screenshot and post it to your Instagram story and tag me, and I will always do my best to give you a shout out and a repost. You can tag me at LannyT42 on Instagram. And with your help, together we can keep plowing for a more purposeful tomorrow. And put your gloves on, folks, because we got root work to do. Welcome to the Planted, Not Buried podcast.
Planted family, what's going on? I just got done with a quick run this morning. My routine was a little bit interrupted, right? And what do you do when your routine is interrupted? And I think that's one thing that I'm learning to get better at. You know, I try to leave the house by about 5:55, 6, but there's days that my little daughter will creep down the stairs around that time that I'm trying to leave. Now, am I going to spend some time with my daughter, make her feel comforted and do the things that she needs and pray with her? Or am I just going to leave the house? Hey, you go upstairs with mommy. And I think when I was a couple years ago as a father, I probably would have, hey, you go upstairs with mommy, right? But now I'm just starting to think, okay, what's more important? Me getting 45 to 50 minutes in the gym, or can I get a 15 to 20 minute run in and make sure that my daughter's taken care of, and make sure that her needs are taken care of, and make sure that she feels safe, and make sure that I'm a safe space for my daughter? So I think a lot of times, especially as males, we get into these routines and we don't like to break them, right? But as you get older, as you start to understand like what's most important in life, it's not, it's not the it's being so rigid to the discipline, but it's just being disciplined to what you're called to do, right? I'm called more to be a father than I am to be somebody who's disciplined in the gym. So I think it's just something I'm trying to grow at. I don't really like when my routine is messed up, but also, my daughter needs me. My daughter needs to know that I'm a safe place. But anyway, off of that tangent, I hope that helps somebody that, you know, focus on the things that are the most important. They're often right in front of you. And a lot of times during the new year, we get caught up in being so rigid with our new disciplines and our new habits that, you know, it causes us to miss the other parts of our life that we're supposed to steward. The reason I work out is to be a better father and be a better husband. So if I'm getting in the gym 5, 6, 7 days a week and I'm not a better husband or father, why am I even working out in the first place? Then it's just for ego. Then it's just for pride. Then it's just for sinful things, right? So I got to check my priorities, you know, before I leave the door or when I come back. Like what type of husband, what type of man am I when I walk through the doors? And I was reading this morning, because part of my routines, I get up about 4:30, 4:50, just depending on when I go to bed, try to make sure the kitchen's clean. And then, hop into the Word of God. And this morning I was reading this passage right in Genesis. It's talking about when, we were in Matthew. We're talking about when Jesus was born, right? And there's this guy named Herod. And Herod, ironically, you know, he tries to use God, and he's somebody that uses God as not being used by God. And there's a huge difference there. And I want to break that down real quick for you guys this morning. So Herod tells the, I think the, either the three wise men or the magi or something like that, hey, when you figure out where Jesus is, come let me know, because I want to worship God. I want to worship him. And no. That was not Herod's intentions. Herod's true intentions was to kill Jesus because Jesus was a threat, and he didn't want anyone else worshiping anyone but himself or anything else. So Jesus was a threat to Herod because there had been prophecies spoken about Jesus, and those prophecies were now being fulfilled about Jesus coming to Bethlehem. So it's a very, very, very crazy text that, and but it's not so different than our world today. Like, how many people use God to get what they want? They use God as a form of deception, right? They use God as a form of deception in our lives. And I think there's been a lot of times where that's happened to me with leaders or other people, where it's like, huh, man, maybe they were using God instead of being used by God, right? So I think right now, to tie a bow on this thing is, A, are you being used by God, or are you using God? Are you using God as a promoter? Are you using God to get to other Christians? Are you using God in business, right? A lot of times in business that we try to put on a face like, yes, I'm a Christian. Yes, I got great morals. Yes, yes, God is everything. But then when push comes to shove, and your money's on the line, huh, then what? Then are you Christian? Then are you going to do the right thing, even though you might lose? Because sometimes God is going to ask us to do things where we don't benefit from, right? Jesus had to take the cross and die for our sins and literally die and be beaten, right? But it was to benefit the rest of mankind, right? So sometimes in business, you're going to take a loss that isn't going to be good for you, right? But when you're being used by God, that can be a conduit of hope. That can be a conduit to change somebody else's life. So right now, I would just ask, like, in business, in life, in what you're doing, are you using God? Like, is it a front? Like Herod? Herod said, oh, get me to God so I can worship him. But on the back end, he wanted to deceive them and kill Jesus. Right? And sometimes our circumstances aren't like this, but sometimes we will use God so that we can get money. We'll use God so we can get a relationship we want. We'll use God so we can get connected with somebody, right? We'll try to pony up and use God in our life so that we can get something on the back end. So one, what are you doing in your life? Are you allowing God to use you? Are you allowing to be a vessel and a conduit for God, even though sometimes you're going to lose? Even though sometimes it's not going to end up better for you, it might actually end up worse for you. Now, that's not all situations. When you allow God to use you, he absolutely is going to promote you. He absolutely will give you prosperity if that's in his plan, so that you can steward it onto others if you're ready for it. A lot of people, they want prosperity, but if they got it, they wouldn't know what to do with it. Right? They haven't been tithing their whole life, and they expect, hey, God, give me some money. But if you can't be trusted with a little, why would you be trusted with a lot? Right? So there's a lot going on here. So number one, How is your relationship with God, right? Are you just using him to get to other people, using him to do business deals, or are you partnered with people that are just using God, right? And then number two, are you allowing God to use you, just being a vessel of hope, just being a conduit for him? Like, God, you use me in any way you want me to go. Like, I surrender everything. One thing a mentor of mine asked me, Lance, have you surrendered all your desires to God? Like, have you surrendered all of your desires to God? Have you said, God, this is what I desire in my life, this piece right here, this piece right here, this piece right here, this piece right here. These are all my desires. God, I want to surrender them to you, and you do what you want to do with my life. And show me the desires that are unpure. Show me the desires that do not align with your word. Show me the desires that I need to get rid of that actually aren't for your kingdom, but they're for me, right? And I think that's a beautiful place to get. And I think it takes time. It just takes time and patience and realizing that God's way is better. So now when you look to partner with people, when you look to build relationships with people, absolutely, we need God. Jesus was around the Pharisees, the Gentiles, the Sadducees. He was around all people. And I believe we should be. We should be conduits of hope to all people, right? But we should be prayerful and considerate about who we let into our inner circle. We should be prayerful and considerate about who we partner with in business, right? We got to get with people that are being used by God, other people that truly want the best for the kingdom, no matter the outcome for themselves. People that truly want the best for the kingdom, no matter the outcome for themselves. So if you're thinking about partnering with somebody, you're thinking about, hey, maybe this would be a good podcast to get on. Maybe this would be a good move financially for me. Okay. Maybe I need to partner with this person with my finances. Maybe I need to do this in my life. First of all, let's be prayerful about it. Like, let's not jump right into it. I think a few years ago, even last year, even 6 months ago, I've learned that I don't need to jump right into things anymore. That until I get time in the Word, until I get time with God, like, okay, let's pause. Let's pump the brakes for a minute. Like, I can take a few moments here. I can take a few days here. I can take a few weeks here. This thing isn't going to pass me up tomorrow. And if it is going to pass me up tomorrow, so be it. It probably wasn't meant to be. Because even if God had his hand on it, but I don't approach God about it, now we're getting deep. Because even if God's hand is on it, but I don't approach God about it, then we're going to think that we made a decision in our own flesh. Even though he might have said, yes, son, go. He might have said, yes, I approve. We didn't ask him for the confirmation. So then we start to believe, yeah, that was a good move by me. And we start to believe that, oh, yeah, the decisions I can make in my flesh, the decisions I can make are you know, they're good. Like, I'm the truth. I'm the goat. And that's not to say that you don't need to be decisive in your life. If you know the Word of God, if you know the things that he's calling you to do, you can absolutely make decisions. But I'm talking about bigger boy decisions, bigger things like partnering with people, financial moves. Like, let's be a little bit more prayerful. And let's be careful who we're allowing in our inner circle. Are they being used by God? And are you being used by God? That's why I would check you right now. Are you being used by God in your life? Are you allowing him to move in ways that builds the kingdom of God? Or are you just using him to get other things that you desire in life? And that's what our pastor was talking about this weekend. So if you get a chance, go on Rock Point, tune into the Sunday service from this past week. Unbelievable sermon by Bill Bush. But I hope this helps you guys. Don't be like Herod. Don't just use God and hey, I'm going to go worship God, but then on the back end want to kill Jesus. Come on now. Like, be somebody that is being used by God and has a true relationship with him, and then seek that in other people and be prayerful, a little bit more prayerful about your decisions, a little bit more prayerful about who you let in. Like, my wife has got the best intuition. She trusts her gut. She trusts what it says. And usually that's like that good intuition. She can always tell me before I even know. She's like, hey, I don't know about that person. And then a year later, she'll be like, hey, I told you so, right? So trust that gut and intuition. Get in alignment with God and just allow it to work through your life. I hope y'all have a blessed day. I hope this blesses you. Drop a comment below and let me know how I can pray for you. Peace.
Thank you for listening to the Planted, Not Buried podcast. Remember, you're here on this earth for a reason. You've been planted for a season, and it's time to grow into all you're supposed to become. Please partner with me in planting this message of hope all over the world. It starts with just sowing one seed and sowing one episode into somebody else's life that could literally change them forever, not because of me and my power, but because of what God is going to speak through me and how he's going to use you to distribute his messages. And here's just a few ways that we can plant this message into other people. Number one, just subscribe to the podcast. I'm going to be dropping frequent, power-packed messages designed to uplift and leave a 5-star review, and just share this podcast with somebody else. You're hearing it for a reason. Pour it out to somebody else that you know that needs it. Pray about it, think about it, and share it with them via text, or just take a screenshot and post it to your Instagram or Facebook story. And I'll always do my best to give you a shout out or repost. And with your help, you guys, together, we can keep plowing for a more purposeful tomorrow. If you want to get connected with me further or have me come out and speak to your school, speak to your organization or team, just go to lancethonville.com and fill out the booking form, or just simply email me at info@lancethonville.com, or we can get connected on all social platforms under Lance Thonvold or LannyT42 on Instagram. As always, guys, put your gloves on because we got root work to do. We will see you next time on the Planted, Not Buried podcast.